USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Hours after the Trump administration hiked tariffs on $20 billion worth of Chinese imports, talks between the U.S. and China broke up Friday. Trump took to Twitter to say there's no need to rush to get a deal. He tweeted that the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens to future negotiations. Within a day of the release of the Mueller report last month, President Trump sought to have former White House counsel Don McCann declare he didn't consider the president's 2017 directive that he seek Robert Mueller's dismissal to be obstruction of justice, but McCann rebuffed the request. That, according to the Wall Street Journal and CNN, quoting people familiar with the matter, Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who was on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's up to the president to tell the truth and back it up with evidence.
If we allow the president not to comply with these basic requests for materials, then he will do the same thing with regard to those other issues, which are as crucial as these.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Inflation at the consumer level is up, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index up slightly month to month and more significantly year to year. The CPI ticked up 0.3% last month, thanks to rising prices for gasoline, rent, and health care. The CPI increased by 2% since April of last year.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal has issued subpoenas for President Donald Trump's tax returns. Neal sent subpoenas to both IRS Commissioner Charles Reddick and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Neal, who has unilateral subpoena power, took the step days after the Treasury Department formally denied his request for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns earlier this week. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is looking to jumpstart his movement to oust Nicolas Maduro in the wake of last week's failed military uprising. In a Friday interview, Guaido reiterated his willingness to consider inviting foreign troops to force Maduro from power. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As Mother's Day approaches, President and Mrs. Trump have welcomed a group of military mothers to the White House, where the president called military moms the backbone of America.
The moms serving our nation in uniform, the mothers of our great heroes, and the moms with spouses who serve in the armed forces. Your unwavering dedication and support strengthens our entire nation. Today we honor you, we celebrate you, we salute you.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about having cancer. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek isn't holding back about his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He tells CBS Sunday Morning that his treatment produced overwhelming discomfort on and off camera. Trebek says he soldiered on to avoid canceling production, and he also talks a little bit with CBS News about how he had to get a hairpiece after chemotherapy caused his hair to fall out.
The challenge for Jeopardy viewers is right now is to figure out, is that Alex's real hair or is that a full hairpiece? Because they all know that when you start chemo, you lose your hair. So which is it? All right, you're looking right now. This is not the real me.
Wow.
No. But on air, I'm told that there were times when the hairpiece looked better than my real hair.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.